How do Buddhist monks resist sexual temptation? A while ago, I wrote about how Buddhist monks handle insults, inspired by instructions in Manual of Insight by Mahasi Sayadaw, July 29, 1904 to August 14, 1982. The same manual has information about how Buddhist monks resist sexual temptation. There are four kinds of morality for Buddhist monks: observing monastic precepts, pursuing a pure livelihood, wisely using requisites, and carefully restraining the senses. The latter, carefully restraining the senses, is one of the ways how Buddhist monks control sexual urges. Mahasi Sayadaw writes, "The mental defilements of sexual craving and so on often result from paying close attention to the face and limbs of the opposite sex. So one should not take an active interest in the body parts of a person of the opposite sex, the face, eyes, eyebrows, nose, lips, breasts, chest, arms, legs, and so on. Similarly, one should not take an active interest in his or her gestures, the way he or she smiles, laughs, talks, pouts, casts a side glance, and so on." Mahasi Sayadaw continues by saying that if unwholesome thoughts about a woman still arise, they should be transformed into wholesome thoughts: regard her as our own sister or mother, depending on her age, and reflect on her suffering, thereby arousing genuine thoughts of sympathy or kindness. Contemplate the disgusting substances in her body: tears, saliva, mucus, phlegm, feces, urine, and so on, by means of the perception of loathsomeness. Abandon defiled thoughts concerning the woman and substitute wholesome thoughts for them by discussing or teaching the Dhamma, reading books or scriptures, chanting, doing volunteer work, and so on. There are many other ways to transform one's thoughts mentioned in the commentary on the Satipatthana Sutta. This is just a brief explanation. Complement with our articles on the five Buddhist precepts.